This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne. Senator Barack Obama can now add Maine to his weekend sweep of presidential contests in Washington State, Louisiana, and Nebraska. On the Republican side, Mike Huckabee took Louisiana and Kansas. John McCain won in Washington. Tomorrow, the presidential race expands across the Potomac as Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia hold primaries. In Maryland, Obama and Hillary Clinton have been working hard to win the 70 delegates up for grabs. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Welcome to the Obama campaign.
Three volunteers stood, smiling, at a voter's door in a townhouse subdivision in Laurel, Maryland.
Sounds like you have your mind made up.
That's all right, yeah.
Oh, joy. Well, here you go.
The volunteers went door to door in this mostly black and Latino neighborhood. Two young men from one house wanted to know what was going on.
Did they win something?
Yes.
Well, hopefully.
Privilege to vote for Obama,
yes.
Just like you.
49-year-old Curtis Gibson has been listening carefully to both candidates, and he's liked some of what he's heard. But he's pretty much decided to vote for Barack Obama, even though he gave Hillary Clinton serious consideration.
I like her positions. I like what she's saying. I think that it's that she is still a part of that system.
Coming tomorrow.
The thing that strikes observers about Obama's volunteers is their enthusiasm. Chatting Obama workers swept in and out of the coffee perk in College Park, headquarters for people being sent out to canvass the surrounding area. University of Maryland senior Lauren Smith tossed her blonde hair as she talked about why she went and knocked on strangers' doors.
Knowing that having a bumper sticker on my car and putting a button on my backpack or donating money wasn't enough to, you know, I didn't feel like that was going to be enough, because if he doesn't win, I would feel terrible.
A small but earnest crowd of Clinton supporters attended an upscale gathering at a huge house in the Brandywine neighborhood of, wait for it, Clinton, Maryland. Most in the crowd were African American, including homeowner Bernard Wright. In 2006, he was Clinton's chief tech officer for her Senate reelection campaign. He's now in the private sector, and his support for Clinton remains rock solid.
And I was always saying that people needed to get to know Hillary. You know, if people got to know Hillary, then they would love her. You know, just like I did. You know, I thought she was going to be this cold, calculating, stuck-up woman. And I was just surprised to see that she really is just like me and you. You know, so, I mean, she really makes you feel comfortable, and people need to see that.
Still, like several others here, Wright admits he's being pressured by black friends to support Obama. Kendall Bryan, in his African Americans for Clinton button, has run into the same thing, but he's not going for it.
I was undecided for a very long time. And, you know, I get a lot of pressure to support Mr. Obama, who I love. I think he's an excellent candidate. But I chose Hillary Clinton for a number of reasons, very specific reasons. She has already talked about, specifically, she wants to double the amount of money going to black colleges and universities. As a graduate of a black college university, I certainly support that. It's a very important issue to me.
People at the party and campaign operatives for Clinton admit it's an uphill battle for her in Maryland. The campaign has been targeting groups that have supported Clinton in the past, like the elderly, blue-collar union workers, and people of color, even though Obama has strong support in the latter group. Obama's camp says he's focused on the areas around Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, but stresses that he's also reaching out to more conservative and rural areas like the Eastern Shore and Western Maryland. But both campaigns are hoping to energize the undecided voters like 22-year-old Davian Percy. He went to the Clinton party even though he's still on the fence.
It is a very exciting time in politics for America right now, for the Democratic Party. From the state level down to the local and county level. So I am very excited. I've never been more interested in politics in my entire life.
Percy predicts 8 years of prosperity for the nation, no matter which Democrat wins. Allison Keyes, NPR News.